U.S. Midwest forecast will continue to support a mix of weather as we move forward through this next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to continue across the region, along with a continuation of mostly seasonable temperatures. Now, we will be a little cooler biased at times in the east and maybe a little warmer biased at times in the west, but the mix should turn out to be quite favorable for most of the crops across the region. Subsoil moisture is still favorable in much of the region, and those areas that do not get significant precipitation will still have that moisture reserve to continue supporting crop development in a favorable manner. Now, there will be some showers and thunderstorms reported in a part of the region every day over this next two-week forecast, but it will be favoring perhaps some of the western and central parts of the region a little more so than other areas. That does not mean we're going to have serious problems with moisture shortages as time moves along. However, with that said, there's also a ridge of high pressure that's being advertised in the model data today for this weekend into next week, and that ridge is expected to be over the plains primarily, and in that position it will likely create a little less precipitation, a little bit greater amounts of heat across the southwest and perhaps west central portions of the Corn Belt as we move out into that time period. Again, this weekend into next week, the ridge is not expected to be over the heart of crop country. It will instead be further to the west, and for that reason, it will not be as brutally dry and warm as it could be. Now, some areas in the central and southern plains will see daily high temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees, but in the Corn Belt proper, we're not expecting to see temperatures much warmer than 80s and some lower to occasionally a middle 90 degree reading. The warmest weather will be in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, and this will occur again over the coming weekend into next week. So there's still time for the ridge to change its orientation and change the forecast. But for right now, it looks like a favorable environment. In fact, I really think this is just typical summertime weather, and we shouldn't interpret it as being more than that. And most of the crops in the region will be forced to rely on subsoil moisture during the drier periods. That, too, is very typical for this time of the year. Rainfall today is, or at least this morning, is occurring across some of the Nebraska areas of the Corn Belt. I think most of the precipitation has been relatively light, but there's a band of strong thunderstorms that occurred overnight that produced some heavy amounts of rain. Some of those storms were extending into southwestern Iowa this morning, and then a small part of that same frontal boundary was producing some broken line of showers and thunderstorms across northeastern Missouri into parts of southern Illinois, but most of the precipitation outside of Nebraska and southwestern Iowa was not all that impressive. We will see some shower and thunderstorm activity increase across the Midwest as we move forward through these next few days. It will occur in little waves, though, and many areas will get rain at one time or another. No general soaking is expected. A quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain with local amounts to an inch and a half are most likely by this time next week. Our temperatures will be seasonable. We'll look for a lot of temperatures in the 80s over the coming week, with some 70s in the north and a few lower 90s in the southwest. Low temperatures at night are expected to be mostly in the 60s, with a few lower 70s south and a few upper 50s in the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.